This morning we have the privilege of hearing testimonies from you. What do you want to thank God for? What do you want to bless the Lord for? What do you want to praise God for? So this is a time to exalt the Lord, to exalt God. And so we want to hear from you this morning. So I know some of us are multitaskers. I do want to encourage you to listen to me right now and also to listen to those who have prepared to share. But as a potential multitasker, as we are sharing, you might percolate a little bit up there in your noggle. What can I share and testify and praise and bless the Lord on what the great things He's done in my life today, yesterday, last week, last year? So be thinking about that, and you come on up and praise the Lord and thank the Lord and bless the Lord. I want to read a scripture passage to you, and we have it up there. Psalm 26, verse 12. My foot stands on level ground in the great assembly. That's us right here, the great assembly, right? I will bless the Lord. Okay? Then we have in Psalm 107, verses 31, where sailors were out on the sea and God protected them, God delivered them, and as a result, the sailor said, let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. Let them extol Him in the congregation of the people. That's us, the congregation of the people. And praise Him in the assembly of the elders. Okay? That's me. You know, I'm not that old, but I'm an elder. That's others who are the church leaders, but that's right here. And so, I want to encourage you to come on up and praise the Lord, bless the Lord. Back in the day of Israel, as they were in the tabernacle, in the temple, worshiping, it was a sin not to publicly praise the Lord for what He did in our lives. So, we don't want to sin this morning. We want to obey, so come on up and share. Now, I know some of you, how many of you, you like to do homework right there in class? Who likes to do homework right there in class? Yeah, because what? Then you don't have to go home and do homework, right? You can go out and, you know, relax and play a sport, listen to some music. You like doing your homework right there in class. Well, I'm going to give you that opportunity this morning to do homework right here. Don't have to go home and obey the Bible when you get home. Right here you can obey because it says, I will bless the Lord in the great assembly. Who wants to get their homework done right now? Obey Jesus right now. Amen. I know you do. Okay. So you come on up. It doesn't have to be anything long, anything elaborate. We do have the ABCs. Do you guys know the ABCs of sharing? A is to be audible. We want to be able to hear you speak clearly into this mic. B is to be brief. Okay? We don't need any sermons here. You guys leave that to me. All right? You guys, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes is fine. That's plenty. We want to be brief. Okay? C, Christ-centered, right? We don't want to exalt ourselves. We don't want to hear what happened so much about the water heater or what. It's okay. We do want to hear about it, but let's focus on Christ and show how He has worked through our lives and keep the exaltation and focus on Him. Now, we do have prepared some who will come up and share. We have Sister Anna, and then she is in ninth grade at Tompkins, as you know. And then we have Brother Jonathan Liu as well, who is also at Tompkins in the 11th grade. And these two have been baptized, as you know. And so they're going to come up first and share. And then we also have Sister Nancy Yao, who is from Houston Chinese Church, but she is a pediatrician, and she is obeying God's command to go and serve in preaching the gospel among those who have never heard before. So that's what we have sharing first, but after them, you be thinking, you be percolating just a little bit. Listen to Anna, Jonathan, and Nancy. But in that little noggle, you know, what did the Lord do in my life today, yesterday, this last year? And then you come on up and do your homework right here in the assembly, okay? Don't need to go home and do it. All right, so come on up. Anna's going to lead us off. And we're going to just praise the Lord for what He's done in our lives this last year. So.
So my name is Anna, and I'm sharing my testimony. From the very beginning of my life, I was born into a Christian family. But until I truly believed that Jesus was my Savior, I didn't know where all my blessings I had in my life even came from. Although I had attended church ever since birth, I still never fully understood the stories and songs I learned at church every week. In my lifetime, the most important questions I've been asked is, who is God to you, and why do you come to church? And I thought about these questions for 2 long years until I came to the answers that I believe to be correct. God is the source of the good news. And I come to church for 2 reasons. To glorify Him through worship, and to grow closer to Him through learning more and prayer. When I found the answers to these questions, I made the most important decisions in my life, and I chose to get baptized. Now, when I look back to who I was before I completely trusted in God, I can definitely say that God has changed my life for the better. I feel that with Him, there is meaning, and that my life finally has purpose. Before God changed my life, I always felt like a part of me was missing, and everything I chased after didn't have a true value. It wasn't until Jesus came into my life that I finally understood what people meant by being saved. When God became part of me, I realized that all I needed was Him, and I finally felt satisfied. Until a few years ago, my biggest fear was losing control of my life, but God helped me understand that as long as I trusted in Him, I didn't have to worry about losing control, or anything else for that matter. That as long as I had Him, my life would never lose purpose. Now that I truly believe that Jesus is my Savior, I can confidently say that God is all-loving, merciful, and is the one who defines me and what I live for the rest of my life.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jonathan. I'm a junior, as you all have heard. So to start things off a bit, before I came to this church, I was not who I was actually am right now today. So being passionate about what I do, being kind to everyone and such, no. Before that, before I came to this church, I was more selfless to myself. I was more of kind of the person who would just like to make others kind of a little bit suffer a bit and such, just get everyone else to have a little bit of a bad time. Basically, I was a bit stereotypical in a way. And part of the kind of the reason why was because God wasn't introduced quite into my life during that period of time. The time that I was just being really naughty, as in what Santa would say. during those times, I was just not being myself in kind of a way, and I felt like something was kind of missing in my life. Like, even though I enjoyed belittling everyone else in a way, that there's just still something that didn't seem quite right. Like, it's not who I was supposed to be. And so, and then one day, a congregation member from here came over to my family and talked a bit about God. And it kind of got into my interest a bit, and so I came to this church. And from there, my life started changing. What I really thank God for, as this even today, is for letting me be able to just have a heart to be able to just partake in things, to be able to just help others and such. I will to be able to just give me the opportunity to be able to just do things in His glory and in His name. And so He's really done a lot of things in my life already. He let me come to this church, which was the first big important thing. He taught me how to make friends. He taught me how to be able to do things. He gave me a chance to be on worship team. He allowed me to do a lot of things here at this church. I'm extremely grateful for that. And with each year that passes by that I do something here at this church, I find my life changing a bit more and more. And I find myself getting closer and closer to God. And so when the time came last fall, I felt like I was extremely ready to be part of this church and to become baptized and testify that my story right now today. And so just praise God that He's changed my life forever, allowed me to become from being once a selfless little kid to being able to become a mature and God-loving person as I am now today. So just thank God for that.
Good morning, everyone. As Pastor Wei had mentioned before, my name is Nancy, and I'm a pediatrician here in Houston. I've been here for about 4 years, and I am thankful to have this opportunity to be able to share with you guys what God's been doing in my life as well and to give praise to Him. The biggest thing that He's been doing in my life recently is that He has called me to go overseas to be able to share the gospel with a minority group in a country out in Asia. And He's been providing, He's just been opening this way for me this past year. And some specific things that I would like to just share with you guys, I guess, to thank God for is particularly one is with my family. My parents aren't believers, and for them, this has been a very long process to come to a point where they are actually supportive and are okay with me going. And that is something that I have been praying for, and only God has been able to change their hearts in. And so at this point, I am planning on going in February of next year, and my parents are okay with it right now. And so that is definitely a huge praise. And the other praise that I was thinking about was just the way that God has provided for me to go. And I started raising support and building my support team about 3 months ago, which to me seems very short, but nothing is too hard for God. And so I have seen Him provide just abundantly in this way. And so that is something that has also been a confirmation and a praise, because He is a God who provides, especially when He calls you. He equips and provides. And so I think that's basically it. Those are the two big things that I wanted to share. I will be going next year, hopefully learning the language, spending the first year learning the language, and then hopefully being able to use my medical skills as a tent maker over there. So, thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. All right. Well, now it's time for anyone else to come on up. So just come right on up, and we're all friendly in here. So just come right on up. You can stand here or go up to the stage, whichever is more comfortable for you. So all right, great. This is my one who always doesn't have much homework to do when he comes home because he always gets it done in class. All right, brother. My brother and son.
Okay. Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm in eighth grade. And one of the things God has been teaching me through my life is to trust Him and making decisions. And that's, like, a really good big thing since I'm moving into high school. And my parents weren't really sure if I should do a marching band or not. But one of the bigger things that happened was moving out of the mission field and here to America. And that was a really big change in my life since I've been living there for, like, 10 years. And I didn't really think about what God's reasons were back then. I just thought about, like, our reasons. My dad was like, yeah, we have to take care of our grandparents, and you guys have to get to high school or middle school, and you can't stay in the mission field forever. And so we're like, oh, okay, I guess we have to move to America now because we have to get on with our life and everything. And I didn't really think why God wanted us to do it. I just thought about why we needed to. And when we got here, I guess I saw finally that God wanted my dad to become a pastor here at this church. And I guess I realized I need to trust God with all of His reasons and not just my reasons.
Thanks. Thank you, Betty. All right, come on up. Okay.
Hi, I'm Pamela. I'm in 10th grade. I go to Taylor. I guess I'm kind of the same as Daniel. Like, moving back to America, I wasn't really happy with, like, having to leave China and all my friends. But something God taught me was, like, well, in America, like, I might actually have more opportunities to share about, like, God and the gospel with other people who aren't Christian because, like, in China, we'd just be, like, it wasn't really my job to do that, but then here I have more opportunities, so that's been really great. Like, I invited some friends to make Christmas cookies, and you talked about Christmas and the gospel, so I really appreciated that from God, and I guess it was nice to finally, like, see, like, a good thing that came out of coming to America that, I mean, yeah. And then I guess another thing is this year has been really stressful for me because I did a lot of activities, so I guess, like, I was concerned about, like, how to still be focused on God in my activities and not just, like, doing them for myself because I felt like I had to survive. But, yeah, so I guess God helped me have that mindset more. And also, like, I felt like He was telling me to just, like, use the gifts He's given me, like, because I'm a pretty responsible person and, like, self-controlled. So I felt like He wanted me to just, like, use that to the fullest in managing my schedule and, like, to respond to my situation in that way. And also about how to make better decisions on, like, what to do. So.
Thank you. Okay, come on. Come on up. Come on. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on up and praise the Lord.
My name is Jim, and I'm a youth Sunday school teacher here. And when I hear testimony from these kids, it just melts my heart. Christmas season, it's a happy time, a joyous time. But do you also realize that's the darkest day also, when the day Christ was born? How will you feel when you know that you're going to be born to die? Die on the cross. See, being a Sunday school teacher, I get to ask a lot of these tough questions. How do you answer kids when they ask you? If God knows all things, and when He knows that when He created me, I'm going to suffer, why would God do that? Well, God knew when He sent His Son to here to be born as a human being, He's going to die on the cross, suffer. But yet, it's still a joyous time because His love for us all. So, something for you to think about. The day, the Christmas day when Christ was born, it's not just joyous because He also knows that He's going to have to suffer and die on the cross one day. That's pretty tough. Just to remind you to think about it as we go through this Christmas season, what God has to do to have eternal life with us. So, thank you.
Everybody, my name is Marissa Gu, and I'm in 7th grade in the Beckendorf Junior High. So what I love to do is speak. I attend a lot of speech and debate tournaments, and there was this one event called Duet Acting, and basically what it does is you and another one of your friends act out a story. And so my speech teacher, he wanted my friend and I to do this duet acting thing. So we agreed, we signed up and everything, and then the week before the actual tournament, our teacher gave us a script. Now, it was only a week, and we only had a week of practice. So we tried to fit in as much practice as we can. But since we only have a minimal amount of time, we only got a little practice in. So during the tournament, I was really nervous. I kept praying every single night that God would help us and wouldn't make me a huge fool out of myself because I would screw up in the tournament somehow. And when we went into the room and was watching the people doing the debates and the acting, I got really nervous because everybody was so good. So I just kept fretting. I kept panicking and I kept praying. And my partner was just like, please, calm down. We're really good. We practice a lot. We'll do great. And then finally, the judge called us, and duet acting, they call us by last names, so she called Gu Cui. So we walked up to the stage, and then we started acting. And believe it or not, I just started, like, I didn't start worrying after, because after the introduction, I just felt like, dude, this is just our daily routine. I'm going to do great. And I just imagined it was just my bedroom, and nobody was watching. And in the end, we actually got a standing ovation from the whole audience. So, naturally, we made first, and then we advanced to finals. And then after finals, I stopped worrying. And since we did really good again, we got first and finals again. And that was the first time I did that duet acting. And I got first for the first time in that event. And I was just really excited. Like, this is a whole new event. And I only practiced a week. And we were, like, squealing. We were explaining to everybody that we only spent 3 days because we only practiced for 3 days, an hour each day on it. And then everybody couldn't believe it because, like, they'd practiced that. They're acting for, like, a year. And we kind of did it only in 3 days. And we beat everyone. And we got first place in finals. So, yeah. And I think that a huge part of me getting that medal, that trophy, was that I kept praying, and I think God, like, looked down and saw me stressing because I worked really hard on that. And I think that God will give you whatever your reward if you work hard enough for it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Marissa. All right. Praise God. All right. Okay, Brother Max.
So first I'd like to tell you a story about how I broke my arm. Hi guys, my name is Max. I go to Beckendorf Junior High. I'm a sixth grader. And so God, I mean, Jesus died on the cross, and I know how he felt about that feeling of helplessness to a society of people who are sinners, and how he's the chosen one by God to purify this nation. How he knows that out there in the wildness, there's people killing, there's people cheating, and there's people stealing and bribing other people to do certain things. Well, I broke my arm, and then I went to school. Well, since I have a broken arm, I can't literally help anybody or do anything to literally be like, oh, yeah. Oh, but I can't do anything like that. So I felt God's love upon me, saying that even though you broke your arm and you can't help anybody else, you can improve yourself. So in the future, like me, my dream is to become a doctor. In the future, if you become a doctor, then you can actually help more people than just using one arm to help another person's book that fell on the ground. So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Max. Looks like preaching might also be a possibility for future occupation. We might have some preachers and preacherettes in here this morning. So, all right. Now, I do want to remind us that you don't have to be a teenager to share this morning. We definitely welcome our teenagers, but we also welcome our seasoned adults as well. So, come on up, whoever would like to share. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Well, I guess I'm a seasoned adult. Well, I wanted to praise God. One thing yesterday at Grace Center, I just praise him that he orchestrated the opportunity for us to go. And then the children, they all participated and practiced really hard. And we saw the brothers delayed, and mother and son. And just everyone used what God gifted to them to love those residents. And last week when I was teaching the second and third graders, I said, hey, let's have some time, so let's make some cards. So you know how second and third graders make cards? They're very creative. Okay, and their drawing are wonderful. And so they made tons of cards, and then so at the end, we gave those cards to the residents, and I saw some of the tears coming down from their faces. And just the whole thing, and at the end, I heard, a mother told me that the old man that's on the wheelchair told her when he heard children singing, it reminded him when he was growing up, when he was singing. And my husband told me that when he was talking with one of the lady on the wheelchair, and that lady, the old lady, said, take me home. Help me, take me home. So I thought of the verse. In Revelation, chapter 7, verse 15. Therefore, these are talking about the believers that believe in Jesus. They are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not be upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And that's the reason of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Catherine. Okay. All right.
My name is Daniel. I go to Beck. So this past Thursday, I went with a few of my band officer friends, and we went to Sunrise Retirement Home, and we performed for the seniors there. And I just wanted to, like glorify God, and because he gave us this opportunity with, like, all my friends. And we just brought joy to the seniors living in there, where not many people visit them all the time. And it was just, like, heartwarming to see them, like, enjoy our performance. And I just want to thank God for that.
Thank you, Daniel. Now, as you've done it unto the least of my brethren, you've done it unto me. So praise God for opportunities to minister to those who society or even we ourselves may kind of not think very highly of. So praise God for these opportunities we've had. So who else would like? All right. Then.
Hello. My name is Nathaniel, and I go to McMeans Junior High. So basically, before I came to America, it was a good life in China. You know, we lived on top of a bar. I couldn't go to sleep on at night, but still, it was a good life. And then all of a sudden, my parents are like, "Hey, let's move to America." So I say, "Cool." So basically, I go on a plane and I watch videos, and I'm like, "Oh yeah." But then when I finally come to America, I don't know what God has for me in this life. Like, I didn't exactly, like, in China, my parents, they're always like, "Hey, are you a Christian?" And I'm like, "Duh." But before I came to America, I didn't exactly know what that meant. But now that I'm in America, and I'm becoming a stronger Christian every day.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. So, okay. All right. Etchem.
Hi, I'm Atcom. You know, being down here, it's really easy to be a Christian. There's churches every 5 minutes away. There's a lot of Christian families, a lot of Christian friends. But in May, my grandfather passed away, so I had to go back up north. I'm from Wisconsin originally, and I had to go back up north for his funeral. And none of my family members are Christian. They're all Buddhist. Every single one of them are Buddhist. So the whole funeral, the whole ceremony, it was all Buddhist-based. You know, they asked if I would participate in doing some of the, I guess, the activities, the ceremonies. And I told them, I was like, "I can't." For them, they look for the grandkids and the children to pretty much erase the person that passed away. You're the one that erases their sin, where we look to Jesus to erase our sins. So they kind of gave me the side eye. They were like, "Oh, so you're not going to do this for Grandpa? Don't you care about his afterlife?" You know, they gave me a lot of guilt. I've never, ever have been that uncomfortable in my faith before. And if it weren't for God's strength, I definitely probably would have given in. And till this day, I kind of question, like, wow, I've never felt so uncomfortable. But it definitely strengthened my relationship with God. And hopefully it set a seed in, you know, maybe some of my family members to see, like, wow, she is different, and she's not afraid to show that, you know. So, and that's just my personal testimony for this year. I mean, that was like a big milestone in my walk with God. So,
thank you, Atcom, sharing how love for God surpasses all other loves, and I'm sure He'll be faithful in protecting you and ministering your family as well. So, okay. Who else would like to share this morning? Oh, yes. Please come on up. Okay. Have a father and son team. So.
Hey, my name is Paul. I'm going to thank God this year I got the opportunity and privilege to teach the 7th grade. All right? This is my son in my class. And we got a couple guys in the back as well. And in the past, I have taught some Sunday school in different levels, but this year I felt it was challenging. The curriculum is not easy. There are very deep concepts in the curriculums. Even me, I have spent quite a, not only minutes, probably sometimes hours, trying to think through the curriculum and deliver the message in the way that it can be grasped by the levels of students in the class. I'm not sure how the kids in the room felt about me, but one of the ways that I teach is that I ask them a lot of questions. So I hope that through the questions, I could trigger their mind to think. All right? Each time when I ask the questions, I really anticipate a certain answers. Like this morning, we're trying to give an overview of what we have learned in the fourth semester. But instead, our boys and girls had a lot of questions about what we learned. All right? Ryan, can you ask the question again that you asked in the class?
Why did Jesus not stay on the earth after he resurrected before he ascended to continue teaching the gospel?
So basically his question is that Jesus, God is so powerful, he could do whatever he wants, but he was so hard to get up to heaven again and not stay on the earth longer to do the missionary work. That's a difficult question. I tell them that I could give my answers to you, but that answer may not mean much to you. That is the answer that you need to experience it through yourself, through the rest of your walk with Christ. Right? And in the class, I really anticipate to give them the correct answer, but I'm trying to give them different ideas to lead to that correct answer. But each way when I see them, they get the right answer, my eye just opens, but they finally got it. Right? I think that's part of the frustration and the joy of being a teacher to them. So when Ryan sometimes say the dumb things in the class, oh boy, I didn't raise this kid, right? So, but it's been a very good experience. I really thank God that not only give me the opportunity when I go through these curriculums, it really helped me to sort through what really Christianity is all about, but also challenged me to think in the way that 6th or 7th or 8th grade kids would think, that how could I deliver the message to them that they could understand, they could apply. I really thank God that even though they didn't get 100% out of what they should get, but even 1%, 2%, 3%, 5%, every small step they make, it really delights my heart. I really thank God for that.
Thank you, Paul and Ryan, for sharing. Praise God. Great. Well, we have time for maybe one or two more testimonies. Would anyone like to take advantage of that? To bless us and bless God to come and okay, yes, all right, we have two.
Hi everyone, my name's Sherry and I'm a freshman at Tompkins, and there's a lot of stories that I could share about like my relationship with God, but I wanted to share one, and it's about like growing up. I always knew my dad came from a really dark background. He was in China, and he lived on his own with his siblings in like a little house, and he didn't have much, but he studied his way to America. And all my life, like, I've just wanted to do something, and I felt like I had a purpose. And I felt like I wanted to make him proud. And so my relationship with God, mainly, one of the most important things is growing up, I was always really social and hyper, and I didn't really know how to control myself when it came to other people. And I never had, like, a brother or sister really by my side. Like, I had an older brother and an older sister, but my brother would always just play, like he's a good brother, and he's, like, but he would always just want to play, like, basketball, and, like, I love him, and he loves me, but, like, I felt like he just focused on other things, and I was more of, like, the child that wanted more, and it was really spoiled. So, I had an older sister, and I never really had her by my side, because we never really got along. Our personalities were really different, and now that she's studying in NYU in New York, really far away, I felt like it's even worse, and I kind of regret my decision not building a relationship with her. But growing up, I always had to rely on my friends, and I now still do rely on most of, like, the older kids at this church, and I imagine them being, like, my older siblings, and I've always had to rely on my friends to keep me company. So I've had a lot of friends when I was little grow up to you and now end up using drugs or doing bad things with their lives. And it's just sad to think, like, someone who's helped you through your life and, like, made memories with you make you, like, it's sad to see them and now imagine where they're going to end up now. So I just hope that God can help me, like, being the person I am, help me control, like, how my social life and be more, I guess, like, learn more from other people who do know how to control themselves. So, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I hope we can bless and encourage one another to be as witnesses. Okay, Angie?
Okay, good morning, everyone. I'm Angie. I'm a sophomore at Taylor High School, and I just got baptized last Thanksgiving. My parents are both believers. They came here from China, and I've always gone to church. I went to HCC for 10 years before we moved here to Katy, but I've always had my highs and lows in my spiritual life. It's hard living in America and how things change so fast, and my peers, a lot of them are not Christian, so peer pressure, you know, I'm always affected by them to not live by God and what he wants. And I still do have my highs and lows, but I'm thankful of God working through my Sunday school teachers and my parents, and especially my dad. We talk almost every week whenever I have questions about God or his plan for us, and he always answers them and talks to me more about the Bible so I can learn more about him. So I'm glad that I have this community that can help me, that's like me, like Christians, and I just look forward to walking more with God. Thank you.
Thank you, Angie. All right. Okay. Candace, did you want to share? Were you hoping to share something? I think maybe this will be our last one. I saw that you were almost going to stand up, so I wanted to give you the opportunity. So.
Hi, my name is Candace, and I'm new here, but I feel like God has really helped me through my illnesses, because I have both epilepsy, lupus, and rheumatoid arthritis and Kikuchi disease. I have all those troubles with them, but God has helped me a lot with those illnesses. In the past, I kept on thinking that, I'll just die from my seizures that I had in the past. But my mom told me that I will not, and that to believe and pray in God, that He will help me, and at one day, one time, His time that He has chosen will He'll stop my seizures or control them, and in my past, slowly, my lupus started to be under control, and the Kikuchi disease and just like went away, and right now my seizures actually have slowly shouldn't say stopped, but they slowly have are going under control. Like in the past, I just had like seizure after seizure in one day, but then now slowly it turned down to probably three in every 2 weeks. And then I started to believe that God is helping me, because how should I say it? That He will, and so I started to believe in Him and try to pray more and think more in my mind that He will believe, or He will heal me one day, even though they are all illnesses that can't be healed. And one day I had one time that I was I went seizure free for 3 months. So I started to believe that God will heal me. I just need to think in my mind and also pray about my seizures and all my other illnesses, that I will be healed by Him one day. And and now, actually, I've gone seizure free since April 10th. So I've gone 8 months without seizures. So now I'm believing and praying more about this, and that that the time is coming that He will help me become seizure free, and since my lupus actually now is also actually has been under control for a long time too, and so I feel like He will heal all of my illnesses, even though I probably stumble in my words, but those are just side effects from my seizures, even though, or not seizures, my illnesses that have been, that I have, but can't help. But God, it has helped me a lot. After my mom told me that I will be healed one day, no matter what. Just need to believe in God, believe that. Believe that, and just believe in Him. So, I believe time is coming, and that's sort of my story, and how I'm starting to believe in God more and trust in it, even though, in the past, I have had a lot of stress and just not believe that God, or that it will happen at all one day, but it did, and I'm sorry. So that's pretty much now how I trust in God and believe in Jesus more, and yeah. So I praise Him.